Welcome to Pros and Cons, a show about random topics. I'm Kev.
And I'm Jack.
Let's talk about The Vin Staples Show.
And you know, Vince in general. He has a new Netflix show, musician, entertainer, actor, all that.
Greatest rapper alive? Question mark? I'm just joking.
Yeah. But I mean, you could make the argument for funniest rapper alive.
Damn. Who's funny? We like Tyler. He's funny. In general, Vince got him.
They're like a different type of funny.
It's different, yeah.
But I would agree, I would put Vince above him.
Effortlessly funny? I think Vince.
Otherwise, yeah, I don't know.
I would say like Gambino could probably be like, with a pen and pencil, more funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, he has a career as a comedian. But no, yeah, I think hands down, for me, personality, interviews, regular conversation kind of thing that we see now, like in podcasts and whatnot, I think Vince has it. It's like one of my favorite things about him. One of the reasons I like Vince. Anytime this dude has a camera in front of him, he's just fucking hilarious. This goes back to like, I don't even know how long I've been following Vince. For sure, not since the beginning, but I'm trying to think, like, was he ever like part of like Tyler's golf app?
I don't think he was on the golf app. He was always like loosely tied to Odd Future because he wasn't part of it, but he was like around them all the time and there for a bunch of the stuff that happened. And now is like super cool with Earl, and even him and Tyler have become like good friends and all that. So, I mean, there's ties everywhere. I remember being aware of his name when Odd Future was first coming up, but he didn't even have music, first of all, really right away during that time anyway. But when he did start to put out stuff, I was still like, yeah, so-so on it. Not the biggest fan of the music. Not that I disliked it, but it wasn't like grabbing me. But I think, like with you, seeing a lot of his interviews and stuff like that for sure just kept making me more and more of a fan. And with the music even, I feel like I always did respect how experimental he was and seemed like he kept trying to switch it up. And even when it still kept not really being for me, like my taste exactly, it was like, all right, this is interesting. Like he's trying out different things. And even before this episode, I went back and listened through some of his discography again. And I feel pretty much the same. Like some of it I could appreciate a little bit more, but most of it's just like, I think it's a really interesting path and set of experiments that he did. But like you brought up, the last two projects really were the ones where it's like, oh yeah, this is in my wheelhouse. This is the Vince music that I want to listen to. And it's much more timeless.
That was like one of the things straight away where it's like, his music's like not necessarily for me, at least at that point. I think we've mentioned before in some of the quarantine music or, you know, our music episodes from a couple years ago where the last two albums have hit different. But since, I guess, my beginnings of listening to Vince, just his personality, how he interviews or how he acts, quote unquote, in front of cameras is fucking hilarious. And like, it's one of my favorite things. He's an easy watch. He's on a YouTube video. I'm watching that.
For anyone who hasn't watched him ever, if you were just trying to describe his humor to someone, what do you think you might say?
Damn, kind of difficult, low key. I would say it's like a very dry humor. A lot of it is like, if you don't know him, you may not even know he's joking and you think that he's trying to like teach you something or like, I don't even know, like just inform you on something, because he's very like factual in how he jokes. But the approach is always like almost like with a comedic punchline in a way where, again, like if you're not expecting it, it could still come off as like, oh, he's just saying or mentioning this for some reason. Or I don't know, it's very like nonchalant, dry. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, it's fine. We're going to move on with the conversation, but we're still like conversating about whatever it is. My kind of humor, I guess, or like I enjoy it.
I feel like it's not provocative where like he's trying to have shock value, but he says stuff where it's like almost out of pocket.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a way where that's what makes him great.
It almost feels like he's going for the shock. Like you said, I was even going to think about using that word, but I was like, I don't know, but it is true. Like, it almost seems like he's being outrageous, but even after he says it, it like makes the light bulb in your head go off. Like, he does have a point though. Like, there's this part of like, I don't even know, like an interview. It might've been GQ or something. Who knows? The thing he said that caught my attention was that he was like, I don't give people gifts. And it's one of those where, like, what do you mean? It's a nice thing. You give, like, someone a gift and, like, you know, you see them smile kind of thing. Like, that's how most people take it, right? But then, like, he turned that in a very comedic way. This is what, like, comedians do. They'll make you see this other side of the thing that, like, you never looked at it that way. And he was like, yeah, because gift-giving, it's like, all you're trying to do is get a reaction. Like, when you watch TikTok, it's like an addiction. It's like dopamine. And, like, that's not cool. For example, like, if you give someone, like, these cool kicks, you probably don't care about how they wear it or not. All you want to see is that surprising effect where, like, I give Jack his favorite kicks and he's like, holy shit, like, blah. And you're like, yeah, I did that. And it's almost like weirdly about you and like how good you are at gift giving that he's like, I don't fuck with that. And now I got money. So, like, which is true. Like, now your gifts have to be even better. Like, now he has to give his mom a Benz, which is fine. It's your mom. But again, like, opened up my mind and I was like, fuck, like, he has a point. And it's true because I'm the same way. Like, I used to consider myself, I still consider myself like a decent gift giver, but it's because like I'll overspend and like I could get Jack this t-shirt, but since it's Jack, whatever, for that was $20, like it's Jack, like I'll get him the $40 one even though I don't have the 40, but I know he's gonna like it. And I do that now, and it's true, like just because I know they're gonna really like it and like give me the reaction. But like he said that, now I don't care as much. It's just not good for the people. But yeah, just like a little example of how it is.
In one of his recent interviews on Complex, him and this guy are joking around, and it's like a dumb, silly show anyway that he had this appearance on, and the guy's like, what do you think about trauma? And Vince is like, yeah, I'm pro-trauma, you know? I think it's the spice of life. Everyone needs that.
No, yeah, exactly. And I noticed that, like, he has this thing where, like, right before he's about to say something outrageous, he's kind of like hiding his smile a little bit because he knows like he's about to drop a bomb on you. And that's just funny just because like his face, and like, no offense, he's not like funny looking, but he has like the signature little mustache. It's like a full package. It's not just how he's saying it and the delivery and like the tone of voice, but also like the look. That's why I say it's like an act. Even though he could be fully serious, it's almost like literally like a character, like a persona that I think is gold.
I feel like there's also, and let me know what you think about this, but I feel like I see similarities in the humor of you and Vince, and like how you are even on this show can be like contradictory. Like he's trying to push back on the norms or, you know, ideas, hater mentality and all these things. I feel you both have similar senses of humor too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Thank you. That's like a compliment just because, again, I'm like raving about him right now, but kind of realized that the other day. He had like an interview in Paul George's podcast. The NBA player has like a podcast and he was like a guest on it. I think he was promoting the show before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like this part about how he like hates on the Lakers. And like he went on this like 2-3 minute rant and I was like, fuck, that sounds very similar to like my LA Dodger rant about like how I hate him. Like for no reason. He literally said, like, I think, again, I don't remember this like word by word, but it was something like about, yeah, literally everyone in my house liked the Lakers. So I was like, fuck it, I can't like them. And I was like, yo, that's literally like, I say shit like that. Even if I don't hate them, like, it'll make it more fun. It's funny how, like, in a lot of episodes we record on pros and cons, I don't take, like, the opposite side just for the fuck of it. I tend to agree with you a lot more than I feel like I should. Not that I'm going to switch it up on you. I mean, you'd see it coming from a mile away. You kind of know my style anyways. But it's funny that he, like, takes that approach. Take the other route, opposite of people thing, that's fucking part of his little thing that he does. And it, again, it works pretty well. Probably because I'm the same, so I enjoy it.
I think the humor is also maybe a good pivot point to talk about the show. He has a new Netflix show called, literally, The Vince Staples Show. That's loosely based on his life. And so let's get into that. And just for anyone listening, we'll talk about stuff without spoilers for a bit. And then we'll go into a spoiler part at the end. But yeah, overall, what were your expectations even before anything, before you even watched an episode?
I almost want to say that they went very high, right? But at the same time, he's one of the people I look forward to the most, like seeing their interviews and their work because of how they are. So I'd be almost like lying, but it's true. Like I wasn't expecting much, not because I thought it'd be bad, but it's because like, I don't know this to be his thing. I see him as a rapper. It's how I knew him. So at least for like the writing and all that stuff, I didn't expect it to be anything crazy.
Yeah, I feel like there wasn't even that much time between when it was announced and when it actually went live. So I think that helped with not having huge expectations. And even there's bound to be obvious comparisons, which we'll get into with Atlanta, Donald Glover's show, aka Childish Gambino, who you mentioned earlier, both shows loosely based around a rapper's life. Atlanta, fictional, this one kind of based on him. But I bring it up now because in that scenario, Donald Glover had worked on a lot of TV as an actor. This was like his first big project himself to make Atlanta that really solidified his voice in that way. But he had a lot of experience with TV already. And Vince has had cameos on Abbott Elementary and other stuff, but it's still nothing like Donald's experience before making Atlanta. So I wasn't expecting them to be the same type of project or on the same level. And then as far as when the actual show was released, first of all, pretty short in general, 5 episodes, around 20, 25 minutes each. I think it's around 2 hours total, he said. So it does, in that way too, kind of feel like a first sample in general, like, all right, I'm getting my feet wet in this. And just to briefly explain the show, the character in the show is named Vince Staples. It's based on stuff that's happened to him, but put together in a new way. So it's not always exactly, but it pulls from a lot of details. And there's like a meta aspect of the show too, where people recognize him as Vince Staples, the rapper, and all this stuff. But it takes place in Long Beach, where he's from. That plays a big part in the show as well. And basically, each episode, his character goes through some kind of situation or scenario, like going to the bank or family reunion or amusement park, whatever it is, and kind of has that sitcom approach of like focusing on one thing per episode that happens to this consistent character.
I see it as like a Curb Your Enthusiasm,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
where Larry David, loosely based around him, people recognize him, refer to him, but it's not what the show's about. Goes about his life, and like these little things happen to him that he kind of blows out of proportion. And that's what the episode's about. Oh shit, he stepped on my shoe and didn't say sorry. And it's like a whole 30-minute episode about how he's mad about that and blah, blah, blah. Probably what 99% of Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes are like. On the Vince Staples show, my gist of it was the opposite. These kind of big things happen to Vince, but he shrugs them off, kind of like if they're not big things. I mean, obviously, maybe later we'll spoil some of the things, but it's kind of point of the show, even at the beginning. Like, I don't think this is a spoiler, but it's like he'll see his girl and it's like, oh yeah, so how was your date today? Anything crazy happening? He's like, nah, it was cool. Like, we're like, nah, like your day was crazy. So it's almost like the opposite, but similar in that way. The structure is similar, but opposites in like how the episode goes.
No, yeah, for sure. I think Curb is maybe even the best comparison beyond Atlanta to the show in that way. And there is almost like a sense of like there's always going to be something that happens to this character and becomes a thing. And the difference that you're talking about, where it's almost looked at as smaller, or even just how the character himself handles it, Vince in the show. I mean, not too far off from real life, it seems, but it's just very put together, very chill, like taking it in stride, nonchalant.
I love that demeanor of that. Like, I've been there, done that. Like, this is just a regular day in Long Beach. This is what I grew up around. Like, this is normal to me. And then, like, yeah, you kind of see the opposite.
That even ties into the humor aspect, because I was watching some interview where he was talking about how the jokes and stuff in the show, what people are going to find funny, it's not as much about punchlines. It's more about just presenting these situations as is. And then based on how people are coming to it and how they are connected to something, especially a lot of scenes or dialogue around race and other things, where the humor is going to come from the viewer seeing the situation unfold versus like the show itself trying to make every line funny or trying to make you laugh all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty well said, which I think it's a pro for the show.
Can I ask real quick though, did you have any disappointment that the humor wasn't more like traditional Vince that we know?
Yeah, of course. I'll say that because it's such a short season, it felt like the whole season was like a pilot, not just like a pilot episode. It felt like the whole thing was so short and like brief and like, here's what we can have here, Netflix, that almost just like a pilot or a beginning, it's like you can also like hold back punches in a way, or maybe even some good ideas, whether he has them or not. Hopefully this isn't the best of Vince Staples' show. But I do believe there is plenty of room for more of that traditional Vince humor that we know and love. I get that all this is new to him, and I think he's like one of the main writers, right?
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, he wrote a bunch of it.
Right, exactly. This is kind of new to him, and there's a lot of room for growth. I think he could push boundaries a little bit, test the waters a little better, like get a little riskier later on. If anything, like after this, I will be expecting a lot more.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the approach on the show, and I do think there's good humor in there. There is a part of me that definitely does wish there was more of his kind of classic banter and just how he is outside of that. Maybe I feel that even more because the character is supposed to be based on him and it doesn't feel fully like him.
Right.
Not that it needs to be, but at least just the humor side, it would be cool to have more of that in. But he said that he learned Final Draft and writing a script in that format in general for the first time when he was making the show. So like everything was super new to him. And I definitely think if more episodes happen, that it could be leveled up further. Even the show itself and that format of just the same character, some shit happens to them and that becomes the episode. There literally could be endless episodes of this, kind of like Curb as well. Like Curb just keeps going, and I think this is supposedly the last season that's airing right now, but I know they've kept making more in the past. Even then, like hypothetically, Curb has no end. But what do you think about his character being called Vince, like it's characters in the show are being like, yo, Vince, your music is crazy, and do you like that kind of meta angle to it?
Yeah, or at least I didn't mind it. I don't know that I'd like it or dislike it, but in this case, I think I like it as a little reminder, like, oh, this is Vince, and maybe this is why I thought there should be more of that humor or that personality we see more. Some parts felt like him, and some part felt like he was acting like a Vince from an outside, like, oh, I'm gonna try to act like how I think this person should act. So that was kind of weird, but then when people refer to him, it kind of reminds you, like, oh no, it's him. People knowing him changes situations or adds situations or like puts him into deeper shit or like gets him out of it. So I think like it can work with the show.
Why don't we get into the spoiler section with that, because there's an example I want to talk about. And so basically, if you haven't watched the show yet and you don't want to know more, this would probably be a good time to turn the episode off or pause it, come back to it later, whatever you want to do.
Yep, yep.
We're entering spoilers. So just one example that I was thinking about when we're talking about the fame aspect just now is even in the first episode, which is basically him in jail after speeding ticket being brought in. And there's a dude who comes up to him in the cell. Typical, you know, yo, put me on, like, can I spit something for you real quick? And the dude just starts singing. And this is something he said was, like, based on real life as well. I bring it up because he used that to be a moment of humor in the writing. Because if he was just a random character in the show who people didn't know, you wouldn't get that or wouldn't have the same humor. Yo, Vince, let me get that verse, bro, you know?
Thought it worked well. I don't know that it like was the funniest moment in the show, but I'm not mad at it. It's one of those like layups. Like, it was good. It works. It is true. I know that it happens. I've heard other people or rappers say that this happens to them. So honestly, like, the whole episode was the perfect pilot in a way. You get location, Long Beach situation, how it is, people that he's gonna be surrounded by. You get the gist of who he is. Possibly even problems that he's going to face in future seasons and stuff like that. There might be set up enemies. I don't think it was the best episode or the funniest, but I thought it worked well as a pilot.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, for sure. Some people I saw had complaints about it being similar to Atlanta, since Atlanta also had a jail episode. But I don't think just because they did an episode like that, that he can't also do one. maybe people are just thinking that more because it was the first episode, like the very first pilot, like you said. But I think for me, in terms of the episodes in general, you have that as the first one. Second episode is the bank. Then you have the family reunion episode. You have the theme park episode. And then you have the like chase feud kind of episode. I would say the middle three were probably the strongest for me. Mm-hmm. Probably the bank and the family reunion ones were the best, I thought.
To me, my favorite one's the bank. That's the one where I was like, this show could be gold.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it had some of the best shots in the series or in the little five episodes we got. It was set up well from when he goes up to like get the loan and stuff. And then he goes down and then the robbery starts. To me, the episode switches, obviously, when it's like his homie robbing the bank. It was almost like a switch turn where like it almost felt like himself. He was talking to his boy. Right. I mean, obviously, that's kind of the gist of it. But you could tell like it was comfortable. It was like a conversation he's used to having. I feel like that whole beginning of the episode to when the robbery starts, he's trying to like act serious, where Vince is trying to act like what he thinks Vince should act like. And then when he sees his boy is there, it's like, oh shit. Like it almost like a switch flip. Boom. Golden episode. I'd go as far as to say like major pro on that one. Writing and style, storytelling, how he gets out of it to how the episode kind of ends, or like when they get out of the bank, that boom.
Yeah.
Like shocking value, which I would say that is very like, I could see that happening in Atlanta. That like mm-hmm. shock value. Perfect. The shot where like, when he first goes to dap up the homie, the homie is like standing on that shit in the middle of the banks where you like sign the checks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince is just standing like in the middle and it's like this wide shot. It was like, whoa, like that framing is nice. Like
mm-hmm.
bro was in his back, whoever was shooting or in charge of cinematography, but it's a bank. Like how interesting can you make it? But they made it pretty well.
The cinematography, he mentioned this guy who I'd never even heard of actually, Roy Anderson. Some European filmmaker who has these super wide shots. And yeah, the next episode, the third one with the family reunion stuff, I thought his mom was terrific in the show, and like the whole feud of her with the mac and cheese and the group chat and everything was just perfect. His girl, who is also like being dragged around by the mom during that episode, I thought was also great in the show overall, like played her role perfectly. And even in that episode, you see more of the fame stuff too, with like people asking him for money and stuff like that. And then you have like the subtle or not so subtle references to one of the uncles in the show being OJ Simpson.
Really good episode. Again, shot really well. The wide shots were good. The park was well used. It was like the little things that did it for me. Even within like conversations, like the mac and cheese and how like the mom's acting killed it on that episode. It was kind of like her episode, how like a woman with a strong demeanor, like it's in the family. People are like afraid of her. Like I feel like every family has those in a way. Or even like, I think it was the end. I think it was when the fight broke out. Like one of the uncles walks by and he's like, why do we gotta be black? Or some shit like that. I was like, bro, that line was like, it was so random, but it works and it makes sense. There's been situations where I'm like, oh, that's the most Dominican shit I've ever seen. Like, why do we gotta be Dominican? Like, it would have been what I said, you know? Like, the other part I really like is he took over on the grill and he's cooking and the auntie came to get the chicken and that shit was burnt as hell. And she's like, yo, this chicken is burnt. And he just goes, I forget her name or whatever. He just goes like, get the fuck out of here. Kind of like in a way. And she goes, all right. And she like goes away. But it was like,
so funny.
Little things like that. I was like, fuck, that was good. I like that. So that episode for me was like the little things were done so well. I liked it. I do wish some of the things were more subtle, like even like the OJ stuff, but probably my second favorite episode. Third favorite. But again, it's part of the middle three, which I think,
yeah.
Like you said, it is true. Like they kind of stood out.
And then the fourth episode, the theme park / Surf City episode. Low-key, I feel like this is the most Atlanta episode to me. Part of it, I think, is just how they shoot some of the things, like when Vince bumps into the mascot and then he's taking pictures with his girl and the mascot is staring at him and his girl's like posing for the photos and doing whatever, and Vince is just looking to the side at the mascot. But then also within the episode when he goes looking for chicken into this kind of back alley spot. And it's in this room that reminded me of like the episode when Don Glover's character searching for D'Angelo and also goes into this kind of empty room.
It's crazy that like we can compare that to Atlanta. It's like a crazy compliment to the Vince Staples show. Nowhere I wouldn't say is as good, obviously. Atlanta, fucking award-winning show, but it's like a good thing. And if he could continue building on that, I feel like they can definitely coexist without us having to say like, oh, Vince Staples just like the fake Atlanta or whatever. But yes, this episode was for sure the most that. It worked well. Visuals were good. The episode was good. It was really entertaining. But like, you could, at least for me, I could see it from a mile away. Like from the moment where he was looking for chicken and the guy like cleaning the fountain was like, yo, you looking for chicken? I was like, oh, like, I think they're like plotting against him. The girlfriend, great job in her acting and going around, and like that little argument she has with like the workers and stuff also works out. Pretty fun episode.
Also, shout out to the styling department, like her denim tier shirt in that episode and everything, like on point.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. The fits, crazy. I should mention, I think it was episode one, Vince fit fire too. The Yankee hat, the retro shit. He's always rocking Yankee. Shout out to him. But little things like that also, yeah. Dressing's been on point for sure.
But then, yeah, just to round it out in terms of the episodes, the fifth and last for now episode is basically a chase scene with he goes to talk at a school and one of the kids' dads has beef with him and tries to come after him and stuff, and leads to like a whole chase scene and all this stuff. And even little details in there, like he runs into a laundry room at one point and changes, and he puts on one of the shirts from Pulp Fiction of like UC Irvine or one of those UC schools. And I think this episode like kept me engaged and interested, but maybe like my least favorite out of all of them, but I didn't like dislike it.
I liked it. It was entertaining. It was just like different. It wasn't necessarily much humor. It was more like an action episode in a way, which worked. I don't mind if they like sprinkle one of these every season just to like switch it up, switch up the pace. No, yeah, it was cool. Again, showing the environment pretty well, like the schools, how it is, jumping over like people's backyards, going into like a swap meet or whatever that is, like some sort of store that looks like Plaza Mexico, like in LA, if you know, you know, kind of thing. Show off the neighborhood, show off the area, show off the situations, the chase scenes. We know the culture, we've heard the rap songs, kind of thing. Like, yeah, I think it worked pretty well. And again, it feels like the show can take, like, assuming there'll be future seasons, like there could be some dark episodes and shit. I also like thrillers and crime kind of movies. Like this kind of felt like Vince Staples' version of that.
Yeah, which is also like in TV, that's a cool thing you can do where in an episode, let's say there's a certain genre or type of style or whatever, you can try it out for an episode and make like your own version of it. Also, one other wide shot, since we were mentioning those, when he goes into the laundromat and changes into the different clothes.
Yeah.
I loved how they had him like reaching up and then he like switches below, but yeah, you only see like the torso up. It's a shot where you would normally not be so far away. So it's kind of a different and interesting choice to be that wide and that far.
Nah, yeah, that is a really good one that I kind of had forgotten about, but it's true. I might even rewatch it and like actually focus on the shots, because some of those shots to me were like, fuck, like this is good. And obviously, especially in a high action episode like that one, where like it's easy to miss things just because you're like following the action.
So yeah, I think how you had put it before of almost these five episodes being a pilot in a way, I think is a really good analogy I hadn't thought of. And I think for that and what it is, obviously it could be better, and like we said, also could have some more of the humor we want to see increased in the show. But for this first run, I mean, I feel like it's almost getting not enough credit for like the quality level at this stage. And I think if there are to be more episodes, not only is there endless content for what each episode could be, but just that quality level, I think, will just keep going higher and higher. Even you see with music, we were talking about his discography, where he started, and not that it was bad at first or anything, but at least for our personal taste to where he's at now, the evolution is crazy. And there's no reason why that wouldn't also evolve in TV and film, especially when it's such a medium that, I mean, we even have experience ourselves where when you make a short film or something and you try to do that at first, there's so much that you learn that you then bring into future projects. So there's no way that it wouldn't keep improving and getting better.
Well said. perfect pilot, but there's so much room for growth in a way that, again, it just makes me more excited. And if anything, could hurt the next season just because my expectations are going to be much higher. But in this case, that's not a bad thing at all. Liked how it was shot, like how it looked. Acting wasn't too bad, except if anything, like to me, the bad, not bad, but like the more questionable acting was from Vince in those moments that I told you where I'm like, ah, just act more yourself.
And it's also like, he's the creator, he's the writer. He didn't direct them yet, but he's thinking, I'm sure, about so much stuff when he's filming, even beyond acting. So to like merge those is a lot to do at once.
Yeah, and by no means am I saying it was bad. I just think that like there was like a big difference, or like a noticeable difference in some of the scenes where like you can kind of tell he's comfortable and where he's not.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, I think things will get better. Practice, experience, all that. Yeah, I think this is one that I'll be telling people to watch. Sucks that I haven't seen more of it online. Kind of like how you said, I feel like more people should be in tune with it.
And not just shitting on it as a worse version of Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to go with a solid pro.
Yeah, I'll probably go with like a light to solid pro, I think. Somewhere in that range. Just because of what we said of how much more growth there can be. But definitely not mad at it. Yeah, and Vince overall, definitely a pro. Just him as a person, entertainer, everything.
If the show is anything, like you said, with like the music career, that season 3 and 4 about to be crazy. Because, yeah, he for sure just got better and better with each album. I could even say he's one of my top 3 favorite rappers within the last couple of years because of those 2 albums.
Damn.
That wraps it up for this episode of Pros and Cons. I'm Kev. You can find me at Same Old Kev pretty much everywhere.
I'm Jack. You can find me at Jack from Summer, Summer with an O, on everything.
Go watch that Vince Staples show. We got to support all the 93 babies, you already know.
Yes, sir.
Peace.